Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Hey, hello there, and welcome to Mobile Presence. As always, bringing you the experts to help you maximize and optimize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry and offering mentoring and consulting to mobile startups. My co-host Shahab is out doing amazing things with video and with his campaign, so he'll be back to give us an update on that. But for now, let's look at exactly at the mobile space. And a big part of what I do when I'm speaking at events and conferences is I'm focused on giving app developers and app publishers a better idea of why they need to watch, you know, what they need to watch, but also why they need to watch data in order to make money with their apps. If you're in the industry or you're serious about turning your app into a business, then you have to watch the trends. And above all, watch the data. And it's a thread that's gone through all of the shows recently in Mobile Presence, if you're a regular listener, because data-driven is and will remain what I'll call the business mantra for everyone, not just for the app developers, but also for the brands that seek to distribute their branded apps or their message inside the apps as in-app advertising. So you've got to watch the data. You've got to know where you spend your money. And at one level, that's about deciding the channels that are driving your downloads, monetizing your audience, and basically just making the most of your app marketing budget. Of course, at the other level, it's also about watching the data that will tell you where are you getting real value for money out of your mobile advertising budget and efforts as a publisher. So there's two sides of the coin. And we've spent quite a few shows looking at one level, but today we're going to look at the other side. So all that as background brings me to our guest today. He's Yaniv Nizan. He's the CEO of Soomla. It's a company trying to lift the veil on the data you need to run your business better. So before we get to Soomla, let's get to you, Yaniv. Great to have you on the show. Welcome to Mobile Presence.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. And I know that you're in your office in Israel and keeping a different set of hours here just to accommodate us on the show. So it's great to have you. Let's talk about yourself before we get to Soomla. What brought you into mobile?
Yeah. So what got me into mobile? So very, very good question. I was working, I was managing a business unit in another company. We were doing online advertising and we were starting to see the emergence of mobile, both on the mobile website and as well as mobile apps. And I thought there must be some opportunities in mobile, given that it's a rapidly growing space. We started thinking what are the opportunities might be. And at some point, I decided I want to start a company in that space and gathered two great co-founders. Then we started Soomla.
Mm-hmm. Now Soomla, now I've been watching you actually, because I wrote about you in an article in Forbes a while back, and it's evolved. And now you're talking about something quite different than when you started. So tell me about Soomla, just a high level view before we talk about, you know, what you're doing for app publishers.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we have had quite a few changes, and many startups actually go through pivots and restarts. Mm-hmm. And my first company, iView, we also did quite a major pivot 4 years in. And with Soomla, it was the same. We started doing one thing, and this was 4 years ago when we started. And what happened 9 months ago, we started realizing that all the mobile app developers wants to be data-driven, obviously. And with the emergence of ad-based monetization, so I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but ad-based monetization is growing rapidly. All the kind of trends in the market show that, and big marketing firms are supporting that with their researches. And we see that in more than half of the top 100 grossing games already added apps. And if you look at Zynga numbers, for example, they're ad revenue as proportion of their total revenue is growing now already 30% ad revenue. And so it's happening all over the place. And what we realized is that advertising is operating like a black box, and the lack of transparency is really hurting publishers, and it's also hurting ad networks themselves. And so this is where we kind of came up with the idea to do what we are doing now, and I can talk more about that later. But it has been going very well since we made that change 9 months ago.
So yeah. It's clear there's tons of money going into mobile advertising in the app economy. There's brands that want to get in there. There's publishers that want to understand what they're getting, you know, bang for the buck, so to speak. What is it that publishers need to watch and know? I mean, it is a black box, but you're cracking that open a bit. But what is it that the data is going to tell them?
Yeah, so if you look at advertising in mobile, happened is on the advertiser side, there are advertisers, and then there are ad networks, and then there's third-party measurement partners like Kochava and Tune and Adjust and AppsFly are the top four. And all these companies are focused on measuring the ad spend. And then if you look at the other side, there is the publishers and the ad networks, and there is not a single company that is the third-party measuring the ad revenue. So on one side, we have four companies helping as a third-party measurement partner, and on the other side, we have none. So this is kind of the vacuum that Soomla Traceback, the new product, stepped into. And what we have seen is very strong demand for this, and we've actually stopped everything else that we do because we became so excited about this new direction. Very high level, what we do is we help mobile game publishers that make money with ads be data-driven about it.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that they see in the data? I mean, I fully understand it. What is it that you're helping them to see? Is it like understanding when they're really getting an install as opposed to someone not really clicking and not making that happen? I mean, what is it that they can gain from understanding the data? Because you're absolutely right. We've been focused all the time on the way to understand and optimize ad spend. But now we're talking about ad revenues.
Yeah, so with ad revenues, it's a similar problem. If you look at it as a one-size-fits-all, you say, okay, all the users contribute the same amount of revenue, then you're getting a very simplistic picture. And this is not the way companies want to go about it. What they want to do is to get granular data, and this is where we are helping them. So things like, do users actually watch the ad I'm offering them? Do they click on them? Do they go and install? What happens in mobile advertising today is that a lot of the campaigns are performance driven, which means that if 100 users might see an ad, 10 might click, and then one might install. And that user that ended up installing is worth 100 times more than the average users. So finding out these users and getting the full picture is critical because it impacts the ability to find the quality users, which are eventually the users you want to buy in your user acquisition effort. And there are obviously a lot of other use cases that I'm not going to go into too much detail about my product.
So first of all, it's about really the whole idea of the whale. Does that work for you? The whole idea of the whale being the big spender in your app, the person to go after.
Yeah.
How do you view that? I mean, is that a myth or can we really catch the whales?
When apps were doing only in-app purchase-based monetization, it was all about the whales, right? And it still is for the most part. Most apps, the bulk of their revenue coming from in-app purchases. But even when you go to advertising, there is also the concept of ad whales. So with our data, the biggest amount that we've seen a single user generate for one app is $124. So usually we're used to thinking about advertising as generating cents, but this user generated $124. So obviously finding users like that has a lot of impact on your business because you can start profile them and figure out where they're coming from and maybe do lookalikes with Facebook and figure out how to get more of these. So there's a lot of use cases for having the granular data and being able to spot the whales.
Tell me about the characteristics. I mean, other than the fact that they spend a lot, the whales are really important. And I do recall some really exciting Soomla data that told sort of a little bit of lifting the veil, if you will, on when and how to catch them after you've, of course, convinced us that one size fits all doesn't really work to catch the whales. Maybe you can dip back into some of those insights for us.
Yes. So in most of the apps that we have installed Simla Traceback, we can see that some segment is generating 3 times or 4 times more ad ARPDAU. So ARPDAU coming from advertising revenue. So some segments would generate 4 or 3 times more compared to other segments. You can definitely find profiles around whales. Obviously, it's different for different apps. Every app has their best users that are kind of unique. But there was an interesting study from Comscore not too long ago. I think it was like one or two months ago. And what that study showed is that most of the users never install new apps. There are maybe half of them do install, and then most of them will install one app per month or something like that. But then there are users who go and install 15 apps per month. And these users are generating a lot of revenue for the apps where they install the other apps from, I guess. If a user generates an install from your app to another app, then that generates a lot of revenue for the publisher.
Well, that's some very interesting insights and data you have, Yaniv, but we have to go to break right now, so don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Pick out some new favorite podcasts now at cranberry.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, and our guest today is Yaniv Nazan, CEO of Simla. What I also have noticed is you've brought in a whole new kind of language. You're starting to talk about the LTV of the ad, you know, and the industry is really talking about the LTV of the user. You know, how long is the lifetime? How long do you have a user for your game or whatever type of app that might be? What is meant here with the lifetime of the ad? What is it you're talking about? What is it you're measuring here? And also, what's the benefit to knowing about it in the first place?
Yes, what we're talking about is still the LTV of the user, but not just looking at the in-app purchase, but also looking at the advertising. So usually LTV is talked about in the context of user acquisition, right? You're going and let's say you're buying a user for $2, right? You basically do a CPI campaigns, put the bid on $2, and you can get users for $2. So then what you want to do is you want to make sure that user is generating at least $2 in your app. Maybe $3 would be a reasonable target. So you go and try to measure how much this user or that cohort of users on average, how much they generate per user. So then if you just look on in-app purchase, you might realize that they make an average of $1.50 LTV. So then it means that you don't have ROI on that user acquisition effort. But then if your app also makes half of its revenue from ads, then by knowing how to count those ads, by knowing the LTV coming from the ad revenue, You can then combine it with the in-app purchase revenue and reach the complete LTV of the user. So then you can actually do the ROI again and realize, oh, this segment is actually generating a lot more revenue than I thought, and I should keep buying that segment.
Mm-hmm. Or the opposite. I mean, you can say, hey, this isn't paying off. I'm going to turn off this lever altogether or look at some other type of campaign, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm. So if you have two campaigns and today you're just assuming that they're both generating the same amount of revenue, then you probably make the wrong choices. But once you get the granularity, you can see, oh, this campaign is actually working. I should keep doing it. And this campaign is not. I should shut it down.
You've also got some very interesting insights, Yaniv, about video, which I found personally surprising because we hear so much about, oh, you know, video, it's engaging, it's awesome, you have to do it. It's going to be not quite the future of app advertising, but certainly it's intertwined with engagement. But you found some data that seems to challenge that. Can you go into that a little bit more in detail?
Yeah, so we recently published a study about the retention impact of rewarded video ads. So what's happening in the industry that led us to do this report is obviously a lot of companies are becoming aware of the benefits of adding advertising inside their games or apps. And one of the first choices is rewarded video because it feels far less intrusive. It's an opt-in method. And so the users get something in return and they only enable it if they want to. So this is usually the first ad that a company would put in would be a rewarded video. And there has been a lot of studies from the ad networks claiming that rewarded videos not only would generate you more revenue, but would actually increase engagement and retention. And publishers were kind of skeptic about that because obviously the ad networks have an interest to say things like that. And so as the third party, the unbiased third party, we wanted to check that. And we did this study specifically about Match 3 games. We took six Match 3 games. And what we did, we already had rewarded video, but it was very hidden. And what we wanted to test with the customer is what about if we put a prompt that is kind of more visible to the user. So basically, we changed the prompt where it was the user had to look for it for the video. And after the change, every time the user failed a level, he was basically wasting one life. And then the level end screen would offer him to watch a video in return for restoring that life. There was almost no impact on retention. If anything, it was a very, very minor negative impact, but really in the error margin. So we cannot say that it had any impact. What we did notice is that the users, there was a very strong correlation between the users who watch videos and the users who are engaged with the app. But it wasn't because of the data I just mentioned that there wasn't a positive impact on retention overall. We could then conclude that wasn't that the users who watch the video become more engaged and retain longer. It is actually the other way around. The users who are more engaged with the app in the first place, they're the users who have more incentive to watch the videos, so that the correlation is explained in another way. So it's not the videos, it's not the addition of the videos that improve in retention at all. The other thing that we noticed, which is quite interesting, a lot of publishers are concerned about the advertisers potentially stealing their users away. And what we were able to see is that this is not really happening. So even if a user went and clicked on the video ad and actually installed the app that was advertised to him, it doesn't mean that he would leave the game that he's actually playing for good. So the return rates for users who went and installed other apps were actually better than the average. So again, this it's not an increase. It definitely means that users are not get stolen away.
It makes the point, really, that we're hearing so much about what boosts engagement. And what you're saying here reminds me a little bit of what to do when you give coupons out to people. Are you really gaining and acquiring customers, or would they have used the coupon anyway just because they like your stuff? And it seems to be the same thing here. It's not decisive in deciding whether or not there's a boost in engagement. It could just be they liked your app to begin with and the video is interesting, but it's not the main attraction is what I'm hearing here, right?
Yeah, exactly. The causality is reversed. Mm-hmm. This is what we were able to conclude. Well, it doesn't mean that rewarded videos are bad. What we were able to see is after that change, and it's a pretty minor change, like you wouldn't even notice that if mm-hmm. I wasn't telling you. But what happened is the revenue from advertising doubled overnight. and there was no impact, no negative or positive impact on retention. So it was still a very good change. It was just, it didn't improve retention.
There's so much more that we can talk about, and we'll be talking in the final segment about, you know, how app publishers can literally up their game. But for right now, we have to go to a break. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm. sales@cranberry.fm.
More refreshing talk radio on air and on demand 24/7. Only on Cranberry Radio.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. Only on Cranberry Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, and our guest today has been Yaniv Nizan, CEO of Soomla. Yaniv, it's been, you know, time just flies, learning so much, which brings us to the topic of our final segment, where we always try and give our listeners some top tips, some do's and don'ts, some takeaways about how they can go out and really do something with the advice and insights that you're giving here. So, you know, we've been talking about lifetime value ads, you know, knowing that you're getting the most out of your ad in the sense of it's engaging, it's getting the right audience, it's doing what you want to do. So top tips from you about monetizing with ads, but more importantly, what you need to do to get it right and to be successful. So kick it off with your number one tip.
Okay. So yeah, definitely the first one would be, if you don't already have ads in your app, then definitely strongly consider it, especially the rewarded video format is the least intrusive one. And if you're not adding any ads, it means that you're only monetizing 2-3% of your user base. So you should definitely look at that. Mm-hmm. The second tip would be to measure the ads. And specifically, I would focus on the monetization side. I would focus on two things. One is, if it's rewarded video, then the opt-in ratio. So how many users out of your total active users are actually watching the videos? Because if you have 10% opt-in ratio and you improve that to 30% opt-in ratio, you're very likely to triple your ad revenues. The other aspect of that is also tracking the eCPM decay. And when you're comparing ad networks, compare them apples to apples. What is the eCPM on the first impression? What is the eCPM on the second impression? And just don't just use the averages, because the averages are misleading. And yeah, the third tip is, if you're doing user acquisition, then definitely track. You don't have to use our product for that, but figure out a way to also track the ad revenue down to the user level and then down to the source campaign or source ad group. You know which ones are performing for you.
Okay, so monetize with advertising, measure those results, apples to apples, as you said, and track, if you can, that ad revenue down to the user, or at least be granular about that. So this is really helpful. But Yaniv, how do people stay in touch with you or keep track of Soomla if they want to find out more or continue to learn about what they need to do to advertise with success?
Obviously, we have a pretty popular blog that you can go. It's blog.soom.la. And we have about 30,000 monthly visitors, about 7,000 subscribed to the newsletter. So you can also subscribe to the newsletter to keep in touch. I mentioned the study we did about the retention impact of rewarded videos. So if you want to get that, then it's also available through the blog. Once you open the blog, you'll be able to see download area where you can get it. Yeah, definitely feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is y_Nizan, and Soomla Twitter is just this company name, Soomla. You can use that as well.
Excellent. And be watching your data, your reports. Maybe we'll have you back again, Yaniv.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Happy to come back anytime.
Well, I'd be happy to have you back. And in the meantime, listeners, you can email me, Peggy@mobilegroove.com, where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And you can follow me on Twitter @PeggyAnnAnne. Check out my columns, posts, and everything about the business of mobile on Forbes, VentureBeat, my own Mobile Groove, where I also advise clients about app marketing and content marketing. So that's a wrap today. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find earlier episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile and with apps. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.